The sanctity of human life, the integrity of the family, respect of religious diversity and liberty, all are issues that political leaders are called to support whichever country they come from. Well, Catholic political leaders in particular are called to reflect the values inherent in their faith and help find the right balance between a firm and a just response to terrorism. These were all at the heart of a discourse Pope Benedict gave in the Vatican Friday to the Executive Committee of the Centrist Democrat International. Chris Altieri has more.
Christian Democratic International is a global political group dedicated to the promotion of Christian democracy in the world. Pope Benedict called on the participants to persevere in their efforts to serve the common good, taking it upon themselves to prevent the dissemination and entrenchment of ideologies which obscure and confuse consciences by promoting an illusory vision of truth and goodness.
L'eliminazione della vita umana nella sua fase prenatale o in quella terminale.
Pope Benedict discussed the need to protect life from conception to natural death and addressed the growing crisis of the family, which the Holy Father said is greatly troubling.
Preoccupante è inoltre la crisi in cui versa la famiglia.
Pope Benedict said the family is the fundamental nucleus of society based on the indissoluble bond of marriage between a man and a woman. And experience has shown that when the truth about man is subverted or the foundation of the family undermined, peace itself is threatened and the rule of law is compromised, leading inevitably to forms of injustice and violence.
E come logica conseguenza si va incontro a ingiustizie e violenze.
Pope Benedict also discussed the importance of defending religious liberty, saying an appreciation for religious freedom is a fundamental expression of respect for human reason and its capacity to know the truth.
Ed è quello della difesa della libertà religiosa.
The Pope said openness to transcendence is an indispensable guarantee of human dignity, since within every human heart there are needs and desires which find their fulfillment in God alone.
L'esercizio di tale libertà comprende anche il diritto di cambiare religione.
The Holy Father continued to say that all authentically religious traditions must be allowed to manifest their own identity publicly, free from any pressure to hide or disguise it.
Il rispetto della religione contribuisce inoltre a smentire il ripetuto rimprovero di aver dimenticato Dio con cui alcune reti terroristiche cercano pretestuosamente di giustificare le loro minacce alla sicurezza delle società occidentali.
The Pope said due respect for religion helps to counter the charge that society has forgotten God, an accusation Pope Benedict said is shamelessly exploited by some terrorist networks in an attempt to justify their threats against global security. The Pope said terrorism is a serious problem whose perpetrators often claim to act in God's name and harbor an inexcusable contempt for human life.
Nei sistemi democratici, l'uso della forza non giustifica mai la rinuncia ai principi dello Stato di diritto.
Pope Benedict said society naturally has a right to defend itself, but this right must be exercised with complete respect for moral and legal norms, including the choice of ends and means. The Holy Father said in democratic systems, the use of force in a manner contrary to the principles of a constitutional state can never be justified. For, he said, we cannot claim to protect democracy if we threaten its very foundations. Consequently, said the Holy Father, it is necessary both to keep careful watch over the security of civil society and its citizens, while at the same time safeguarding the inalienable rights of all.
Il terrorismo va combattuto con determinazione ed efficacia, nella consapevolezza che, se il male è un mistero pervasivo, la solidarietà degli uomini nel bene è un mistero ancor più diffusivo.
The Pope said terrorism needs to be fought with determination and effectiveness, mindful that if the mystery of evil is widespread today, the solidarity of mankind in goodness is an even more pervasive mystery.
In questa sua missione, la Chiesa è mossa dall'amore per Dio e per l'uomo e dal desiderio di collaborare con tutte le persone di buona volontà per costruire un mondo dove vengano salvaguardati la dignità e i diritti inalienabili di tutte le persone.
Pope Benedict concluded saying the integrity of Christians in political life is indeed more necessary than ever, so that the salt of apostolic zeal does not lose its flavor, and so that the lamp of gospel values enlightening the daily work of Christians is not obscured by pragmatism or utilitarianism, suspicion or hate.
A quanti condividono la fede in Cristo, la Chiesa chiede di testimoniarla oggi con ancor più grande coraggio e generosità. La coerenza dei cristiani è infatti indispensabile anche nella vita politica.